in the morning rush right here on 93.1 Jams. You know what, Shady? It's not a fun day to be out in the dating world right now.
It's really not. It's hard. You know, I've gone through many boxes of tissues recently myself. So not sad tissues, happy tissues, but that's a different.
It's a different.
That's a different thing. But we're here today to help out Jason and Victoria because you know what? They went out on a date.
Yeah.
And then it kind of fizzled.
Yeah. For some reason, Victoria's not getting back to Jason. And that's why you have called us. Good morning, Jason. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. How are you?
We're good, honey. Good. So tell us what happened with this date.
Well, I took her to Rigby Pub. We had a fantastic time. We explored the menu and everything went great, ended great, and I assumed that we would be going out again.
Sure.
But she hasn't been responding to my messages, so...
How did you two meet anyway? Were you on like social media dating?
No, sense? We met. I don't do that. I don't do social media. Oh. But we met through a mutual friend. I need to be able to have somebody that I know well vouch for someone before I go out.
Sure, that's the best way.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
What kind of things do you guys talk about on your date?
We talked about my work. I work for a great company, and I have a great job with lots of responsibilities that takes me to lots of interesting places to meet interesting people. And
sweet.
We talked about her work, and she had, you know, she didn't have that kind of a job, but I was interested in that as well. And
nice.
So you travel.
A little bit about our families and movies we like and this and such.
Also, you got to ask every single time. You sound like a well-to-do man. Did you put on deodorant, the aftershave, the cologne, the brush your teeth? You didn't have anything in your teeth, anything like that? You weren't wearing like mandals or
mandals?
No.
Okay.
No,
cool.
I'm well taken care of.
Yeah. You know what? You sound like you've got yourself together. So.
I like it, my man. All right, so Jason,
I don't like to brag.
Oh, well, that's okay. Confidence is sexy in a man.
Yes.
How did this date end?
Well, it ended with me getting her into a cab, or an Uber, rather.
Mm.
And
that was it.
You know, I don't think I need to share with you all the details.
Maybe
it was a good ending.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Well,
awesome.
At least you got like a kiss or something, hopefully.
Right?
That's all we wanted.
I'll leave it to your imagination.
Hey, you know what? You don't kiss and tell.
Honey.
I respect that.
I like it. All right. So how long has it been since the last time you spoke to Victoria?
Been about a week and a half, 2 weeks.
Awesome.
Ooh, gosh, it's always that once you get over the 3 day mark.
It's like, yeah, it's usually like that 2 or 3 day mark. It's when your heart starts to hurt.
Yeah. And
it's
you're like staring at the phone.
Why did you ghost me?
Why? Yes, that's something that Shady likes to call. We now are going to go ghost hunting.
We're going to go ghost hunting for you, Jason. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right, my man. Well, let's give her a call and see what's up with her.
Let's do it.
All right, here we go.
Hello?
Hi, is this Victoria?
Yes.
Hi, honey.
Victoria.
Hi. Hey, this is Krista and Shady from Krista in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams. This is a small little radio station out here in Madison.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe you've heard of us?
Don't you know?
Okay, how can I help you guys?
Oh, she's...
Well, we've taken a personal interest in your love life here, Victoria. Do you remember a lovely gentleman you went on a date with named Jason? Went to the Rigby Pub?
Jason.
Yeah, I remember. Why are you guys calling me about this?
Well, we're trying to figure out why after a week of your date, you haven't gotten back to Jason. He sounds like a very well-to-do gentleman.
Yeah, it's something we call second date update. And Jason very much likes you, Victoria. And he's like, why is she not getting back to me?
Mm.
So we want to know why.
Know why, girl.
I bet.
What's going on?
I bet. Yeah. Oh, God forbid. Jason, we just didn't click. I just didn't feel like we had any chemistry in there. He basically talked about himself the whole time that we were there. And honestly, kind of felt like a job interview instead of a date. He looks great. He's not a bad looking guy.
Yeah.
But he just loves himself a lot. And that's great. I mean, I'm totally for that.
Sure.
Just not for me.
So
just not for me.
Are you saying like he was cocky or narcissistic? Again, it's all about him and nothing about you.
That's how I felt a lot. It's you know, like when you need that extra drink to kind of not be like, dude, that's enough. Like, I know your whole life within the next, you know, the last hour, I want to go home.
Do you think he was trying to, like, do that whole, like, sugar daddy thing with you? Like, is he older than you or no? Or is he about the same age?
He looks a little bit older.
Gotcha.
Like, he really does. Like, the way that he talks, he's just the personality, like, maybe, like, he does come from money or something.
Sure.
You know, like, I was very curious during the date about that because of the way that he carries himself. But he just looks like somebody who's been very spoiled or, like...
Spoiled.
You know what I mean? Like, he just has that air of how, you know... And I'm not, actually, I'm not kind of surprised that you guys are calling me, because how dare I?
How dare you?
How dare you?
Back.
Well, I heard a little from the other side of the phone.
Okay, it might not be my turn to talk, but I'm gonna
it is your turn, Jason. It's your turn, honey. Jason, were you a chatty Kathy about yourself?
She had every opportunity to speak. We definitely spoke a lot about the things that I have going on. I happen to have a lot going on, so that sort of makes sense. But
yeah,
we talked about her as well. She was a little quiet, you know. I maybe have talked a lot during the first part, but I think by the time I opened it up, she never really opened up. But she seemed interested. She had more questions about what I had to say, so I kept going.
No, I stayed quiet because... when I mentioned what I did, you were like, okay. Like, you belittled me very quickly and put yourself right up there. Like, you are a traveler and you know all these things and you've been here, you've been there. So how about you? Can you go up to that line? Because, like, I've been all over the world. But, okay, you're a small town girl. Sorry. He's telling me all of this stuff, right? I go home.
Yeah.
I'm like, I really want to find out who this guy is because... unfortunately for him and the business that I am in, I know how to do really good research.
Yeah.
And like everybody else does, because it's normal.
Oh, yeah.
And he works for his dad. The company that he was talking about is not his company. He's a trust fund kid. I actually work for a law firm. So I know how trust funds work. He gets a nice, you know, paycheck out of the trust fund, which... by the way, other people own the properties, own the businesses. He doesn't own any of the stuff that he's talking about.
Jason.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're not walking it like you talk it.
That means I get a lot of benefits without a lot of the responsibilities.
Well, that's true.
My father owns the company, but I work there. It is a job that I earned, and I trained my entire life for that job.
Here we go. Now they're good. Well, listen, I know the battle will begin now. Here's the thing. Of course, on Second Date Update, obviously there's a little bit of turmoil in here. Maybe it sounds a little annoyed on each end, but hey, that doesn't mean you can't go on another date.
Like, you guys want to try this again? We'll pay for it.
Yeah.
No, thank you. No. I will cancel that one.
Jason no longer wants to come out.
She'll be missing out.
Oh.
She will be missing out. She could. Whoever is going to be with me is going to end up with a great life. That's all I mean.
You know what, Jason? Just you can put it out there right now. Any girls in Madtown that want a sugar daddy, you know?
It'll be more than that.
Brainless. Part of it, mostly like with, you know, no brain cells would be so much better for him.
Oh, jeez.
Well, that's why I picked you.
Oh, slam!
Oh, that's not okay.
And then you canceled me once you found out that I have a brain. So thank you so much for, you know, giving me the opportunity.
Thank you for revealing your true colors.
Oh, my God.